This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists, fighting for America.
I called Bob and Jannie Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son, Bo, is coming home.
Fighting for Idaho.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time, but you've made it.
The ethos here, no one left behind, is true. Bo, you are not left behind.
Fighting for you.
And we would appreciate it if you'd stop by Walmart between now and Saturday at 6.
I just want to give kudos to the rescue missions in the valley.
And we would love for people to stop by and donate.
How grateful we are for these people who step up and really help those who are in need.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, we can turn down 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning here as we move along. From the Walmart of Garrity, want to thank Airstream, Team Mazda Subaru, the Boise Rescue Mission. We're looking for anything to benefit the Women and Children's Shelter in the Valley. Also, the Lighthouse Rescue Mission. Thank Walmart for having us here as well. The big story, a gentleman who covered from the very beginning, who probably knows more than we'll ever really know, Colonel Tim Marsano, joining us concerning the Bo Bergdahl release. Colonel Marsano, the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning? Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I don't know the answer to any of that, actually, but I can tell you that we out here at Gowan Field and those of my colleagues in the military, it's a very good day to see one of our brothers in arms on his way home safely.
Now, Colonel, you always stick to the script. I'm going to ask you to be a person for a moment that we all know that you are. What did you go through yesterday, and take us through your journey working with the Bergdahl family more so than anybody else?
Well, not as a robot, but as a person, I can tell you that it was a wonderful honor, really, to be able to do what I've been doing for the Bergdahl family over the course of the last 5 years. You know, Bob and Jannie, I remember going to their house on July 2nd, 2009, because I was asked to come there. And we sat down and sort of figured out how the media role was going to be handled, and they were very much looking forward to some assistance with that. And we've worked together very, very, very closely over the course of the last 5 years, and it wasn't always easy for them or for me, but we got it done, and Bo's on his way home safely, and that's all that matters.
They made a unique decision in this world of Twitter, Facebook, and just about everything else, not to talk to the media. It worked out for him, but Colonel, you're in the media business, a very unusual move considering the world that we live in today.
Well, if you look at it from the point of view of what was talking to the media going to accomplish in the ultimate goal of seeing Bo safely returned, I don't think it was strange at all. Would Bob's comments have helped the situation in, you know, trying to get his captors to release him? Well, Bob did make those statements. He did it in a number of statements. Is it possible that things that Bob said off the cuff might have had the opposite effect? Hard to say. But that was the strategy that they decided to go with, and that's what we did.
Well, we are seeing that to a degree. The much-quoted Michael Hastings piece from Rolling Stone, which will lead to a broader discussion on this. But back to you at 580KIDO. How did they maintain hope, and how did you maintain hope?
Well, you know, I had a mission to do. The Bergdahls asked me to do it. I was not detailed to it by any higher authority. I asked my boss if it was okay that I did it, and my boss, two of them over the course of the years, were both fully on board, as was the governor, my boss's boss. So everybody was on board with me doing what I did. The Bergdahls are an unbelievably strong couple. Mr. and Mrs. Bergdahl relied, and I've said it many times, and it's true, on their own family, on the support they got in the Wood River Valley, from around the state, from around the nation. And I took my cue from them. They never wavered, and I knew that it was important for me to keep on keeping on with what I was doing, and it was a great pleasure. It wasn't always easy, but I was honored to do it.
Colonel Tim Marsano with us, the Idaho Army and Air National Guard at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the Morning. Let's get back to that first meeting with them. That's got to be difficult. And you have people from the Idaho Guard that have done this where people have been lost and they notify the next of kin. But really, when we're talking about the Afghanistan war, this was you and the Bergdahls were in uncharted territory.
In a lot of ways, going back to the first meeting, you know, very, very sadly, I've had very similar meetings with the families of those who have been killed in action probably three dozen times since 2001. And so I'm sadly very experienced with having these initial meetings and, you know, mapping out with these other families how they want to get their message to the media so that, you know, people don't show up on their doorsteps trying to get quotes. It's not always easy to do that, but needs to be done to protect these military families, and that's where I see my role. Yeah, it's challenging all the way around, but in this case, things worked out about as well as I think that they could have for this Idaho family.
Have you learned anything in your multiple dealings with the national media? Anything you could share with us?
I've learned a lot about dealing with the various entities and sub-entities of the national media. It's an interesting beast, Kevin. You know, working here in our little corner of the woods, it's great. I think that the local media is easy to work with. We take care of each other. I know what they need. They know what I need. And we've got a great collaborative working relationship, as I think I have with you. But when you get out into these national media folks, boy, I'll tell you what, I like Idaho.
I would agree. Emotionally, what was it like for them, for you, yesterday at this news conference that many folks around the world, around the country, heck, around the state, thought would never happen?
Well, I was looking forward to going up and giving both Bob and Janie a big hug. I mean, we've been working together on this for 5 years, and, you know, that was quite a relief. And a bit of a release to be able to, you know, actually see them and hug both of them and then figure out what we were going to do as far as yesterday went. They had a good plan. They worked on the words that they were going to say the night before in the hotel in D.C. and then again on the airplane, and they got their message across loud and clear. So, yeah, I think yesterday went pretty well.
What were you doing Saturday before the big call?
I had the opportunity to work with a Idaho Public Television videographer, Hank Nystrom, who was out here at Gowan Field filming some training that the great organization Idaho Mountain Search and Rescue does. They work with our Blackhawk crews quite often to get to those who have been, you know, stuck in the wilderness and trying to find their way out. Get them home. So that's a great collaboration that we have using our Blackhawk and Lakota helicopters with their hoist capabilities. We often work with these folks, and there was about well over two dozen of them out here with some search dogs as well. So I was working with them that morning, and all of a sudden Janie Bergdahl called me and said, great news, Bo's coming home. And I took off that hat and put on the other hat, and I spent the last, you know, the next 30 hours essentially trying to take care of Mr. and Mrs. Bergdahl and helping them get their message out.
Boy, thankfully, you weren't on some mountain bike trail where you didn't have cell service.
You know, the week before I was. So, yeah, I always try to stay within cell phone range and have for the last 5 years, knowing that the day was going to come, that a phone call like that was going to come, whether for better or for worse. Fortunately, it was for the better, and I was in range.
It was a logistical challenge, though. You consider Haley is not the thriving metropolis that we have here in the Treasure Valley to get them to Washington to make that appearance with the president, to get the statement from the president, to get the statement from them, because A, you've got to feed the beast, and B, you've got to help them put together their plan to talk to the folks as they did yesterday.
Well, they were already in D.C. I'm not sure everybody knows what we've done to support the Bergdahls, but one of the things that the military and other government agencies have done over the course of the last 5 years is to make sure that they're back and having face-to-face conversations with the decision makers in the Pentagon, State Department, executive branch, and other agencies back there. And they have been back there since Monday. So it was completely coincidental that they were back there when the president made that phone call.
580 KIDO, Colonel Tim Marsano with us as we, as we talk more about the Bo Bergdahl situation. Colonel, I know I don't want to get you in trouble, but, you know, a lot of people have wondered what our officials were doing for Sergeant Bergdahl. You've worked with your boss, your boss's boss, as you've said. Can you give us any insight into what they were doing behind the scenes, or is that too early to disclose?
Well, I can tell you that the goal was always to get Bo Bergdahl safely returned, and not just his safety, but the safety of those who were involved in the search and rescue operation. And very fortunately, that happened. I guess there was a very tense exchange between some 18 well-armed to the teeth Taliban fighters and then our special forces folks who met them at the border. And, you know, I'm sure that there were fingers on triggers, and very fortunately, nobody pulled the trigger. So Bo was returned safely, and that was always the goal.
As we heard from you and the Bergdahls yesterday at 580 KIDO, he has gone from Bagram to Landstuhl, one of the best medical facilities in the world. Then will be flown to Fort Sam Houston in Texas, where the rehabilitation will begin. Based on what you've heard, Colonel Marsano, what does Sergeant Bergdahl face?
I think Bob Bergdahl said it way better than I could yesterday when he made the allusion of Bo's situation being like that of a deep sea diver. You know, you got to come up slowly. Otherwise, you're going to decompress too quickly, and, you know, it's not a good thing. So that's the goal, and that's what's going to happen during what's known as phase three reintegration, which is going to happen down at Fort Sam Houston.
Well, and you think of Landstuhl, you think of Fort Sam, that has treated many soldiers from Idaho before they, you know, that have been injured, whether it's traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, they've lost limbs or anything else. That is one of the best facilities in the world. In fact, I think it's like East Coast is Walter Reed and West Coast is Sam Houston.
Yeah, Brooks Army Medical Center down there at Fort Sam is world-renowned, and, you know, very sadly, they've got a lot of experience. I think Bo's going to be in exceptionally good hands there.
It's amazing. Finally, you know, echoing the words of Bob Bergdahl yesterday, wanting, well, we're on the radio, we'll say it, radio silence. How difficult will that be for the media to respect that? And I'm sure your phone and your BlackBerry and everything else is buzzing even as we speak.
The phone's been ringing. I think when I finally came up from air after helping the Bergdahls get their words out to everybody on Saturday, I think I had 100 cell phone and voicemail messages on my desk phone, and it maxed out the inbox. I don't think it's going to be hard. Bob said it yesterday that it's not the time for him to be doing interviews at this point. It's not the time for people to talk about, you know, writing books or whatever projects they might want to do to capitalize on the situation. As long as, he stays to that, I don't think it's going to be any problem. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks in Idaho right now that are looking for angles on the story that haven't been covered, and they're combing through every possible thing that they could to try to find a morsel that has not yet been covered, and that's going to happen probably for the next 2 days, and then they're hopefully going to all go home.
Yeah, I can remember when I was at Zany's with Sue, and it was just me hanging out with her at 5 in the morning. That's the place to be right now.
Let me give props to Sue Martin and to Debbie and Stephanie O'Neill up there who have it in their hearts to take care of the Bergdahls as best as they possibly can, and they have been tenacious in trying to take care of the media requests because they know that takes pressure off of Bob and Janny. If they're speaking and the media, the national media up there is getting their story, then there's less impetus for them to go trying to track down Bob and Janny, and they need their own time.
Well, Colonel Marsano, I guess we won't be doing our bicycle ride across the state like the Freedom Walk.
Anytime you want it, Kevin, I'm ready to do it.
Well, I'm still recovering from the walk. The governor keeps asking me about my feet, but, that's an amazing journey. When you helped us put that together along with Sue Martin and the Bergdahls, walking across, from Haley to here, the young lady from Wisconsin who had the petition drive, the folks in Ohio with their state government passing resolutions, billboards from the bikers. Truly, Bo Bergdahl has been embraced not only by the folks in Idaho, but across the country.
Yeah, and that's really gone a long way to help Mr. and Mrs. Bergdahl through this whole thing. By the way, the lady in Wisconsin, Brenda Weber, she's been, kind of keeping a low profile, but she did reach out the other day, and I got to speak with her, and I made sure that one of the three hugs that I gave to Janny yesterday was in Brenda Weber's name, the lady who started that petition drive. A great, great Wisconsin family.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of her.
Well, I've got her number, so when we're offline, I'll be happy to pass it on.
Yeah, we'll keep you on hold for that. We used to have her on all the time. But, Colonel, prayers have been answered, and for the people here in the Treasure Valley, thank you for all you've done, and thank you for helping us be a part of the process as well.
Thanks, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. It's a good day for us here in the Idaho National Guard.
Colonel Marsano, please hold on the line, and we'll get Brenda Weber's number from you. Thank you very much. It is 7:20, Kevin Miller in the morning. Your thoughts on Bo Bergdahl, looking at the Today Show headlines, not everyone's hero. Soldiers question Bo Bergdahl's bravery. Do you? 580-5436. 580-KIDO. You have people saying, look, in other wars, you didn't have people running off and camping with the enemy. Does that mean that we leave one of our own behind? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And I say to those with a hardened heart, what do you say to Bo Bergdahl's mom, who just wanted her son returned? How can you argue with this lady?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Bo. He's had a wonderful team everywhere. We will continue to stay strong for Bo while he recovers.
Is it all about Bo? 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely.
Now, from the Garrity Walmart, it's Miller's Mission on 580-KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
You going to work a shift? Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Miller's Mission continuing. We're just starting off. We'd love for you to stop by. Young man dropped off a bunch of things. Appreciate that. You know, here's a funny thing. I love what TC wrote me on Facebook. Great meeting you. Love your show. You sound taller on the radio. Well, thank you, TC, for that. We'll see you hopefully tomorrow morning. 580-KIDO, Miller's Mission, brought to you by Airstream, Boise Rescue Mission, and Team Mazda Subaru in Napa on the Boulevard. Thank you all. What we're here, we are here for the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, courtesy of the Boise Rescue Mission and the Lighthouse Rescue Ministries. As I've said before, I said this to the Press Tribune, before you start your vacation, your boating, while the kids are getting their early release today, why don't you help people that would love a new shirt, would love some diapers for their kids, and they're not looking for a handout, but a hand up. And we are so generous during Christmas and Thanksgiving and during the winter, and we have the media going, hey, everybody, you know, we ought to do this, and that's wonderful. We want them to continue doing that, but we're going to start something here, and as I always say, because nothing is guaranteed in media, as long as I'm here, and who knows how long that's going to be, truly, who does, I'd like to do this every summer. I like this idea of raising awareness, and it comes to you. You've got to respond. We've got to fill these bins up at Walmart, at Garrity and Franklin, all the other area Walmarts. And, you know, you got to tell people about the program. Joining us now, once again, the Reverend Bill Roscoe of the Boise Rescue Mission to talk a little bit about the summer months comparatively to the winter months. And what's the big difference?
Well, Kevin, the big difference is that in the summertime, we see more women and children coming into the shelter than we do men. It's the usual routine that when school gets out, ladies that are in a bad situation or a dangerous situation with their kids will make a move after school gets out. They're more inclined to do that and pick up Johnny and Susie and hit the road and try to get into a better place. So we'll see the numbers of women and kids go up from now and through the month of July. Then it'll stay pretty steady all through the rest of the year, actually. You know, some come and some go. With men, on the other hand, there's a lot of guys that would just soon sleep out in the countryside somewhere when the weather gets warm, and they're going to bail out and go out there and do that. So we'll see a few less men. But, you know, it's really changing even as we speak with the demographics, because unemployment, loss of homes because of foreclosures and things like that is causing a lot of people to become homeless that never have been homeless before.
And we go, thank you, Reverend Bill. We go to Marla at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning, Kevin. I listen to your program all the time. Never called in before. I would like to comment on Bo Bergdahl being released.
Sure.
I really think we should be very careful to label him a traitor or whatever else we shouldn't put labels on him until we find out what comes out from the interrogation that he's going through. But I do think that when he comes home, I think he should be watched very carefully because being with the Taliban for 5 years, he could have been turned and become a domestic terrorist in the future. And I think Mr. Hagel's job should be taken from him. And I think articles of impeachment should be started against Barack Obama because he bypassed Congress on this.
Well, you have saved a lot up for your first phone call.
I know. I'm sorry, but I did.
No, there's nothing to be sorry about.
Yeah.
That's what we love to have you here speaking about. You know, I love the idea that you say, well, let's find out what we know and what we don't know, because a lot of reporting going on concerning this. We've got an online petition now calling for Sergeant Bergdahl to be tried. You have a lot of soldiers not happy with him as well. So this story is going to continue to go on and on and on about this and about his release. If you had to take a pick right now, where do you stand?
I'm not sure I would sign a petition right now. I want to know the facts. But one thing that bothers me here that I read was that Bo Bergdahl couldn't hardly speak English. My nephew has lived in Norway for 14 years, and he speaks fluent Norwegian, but he has never forgotten English. And I'm wondering if Bo Bergdahl maybe identified with his captors so much that he forgot that he was an American, or he forgot his English. But I have an open mind, and I would really want to know the truth.
Well, that's what I think that we should all know before we start making these claims,
exactly,
one way or another against the 28-year-old sergeant, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. I agree with that. But I really think that Barack Obama should be impeached because he bypassed Congress. And I don't buy their story that his life was in jeopardy. He was held for 5 years. They could have gotten him out a lot sooner.
Marla, don't be a stranger. Call anytime.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
580-5436. Here you have it, an online petition and several Facebook groups were set up following Bergdahl's release, calling for him to be brought to justice for what is alleged was a dereliction of duty. Quote, he's not a hero and directly responsible for several military members' death, read the petition, which by 4 a.m. Eastern had more than 1,500 digital signatures. Quote, bring punishment to Bergdahl and let the public know there's a same standard for everyone. And back to Marla's point, back to some other people that have said, isn't it coincidental that the Bergdahls were in Washington? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here from the Walmart at Garrity. Miller's Mission, benefiting the Boise Rescue Mission, sponsored by Airstream and TU Mazda, continues. You're listening to 580-KIDO.
I am proud of the service members who recovered Sergeant Bergdahl and brought him safely out of harm's way.
The release of five mid to high level Taliban is shocking to me.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time, but you've made it.
Have we just put a price on other U.S. soldiers?
Just another manic Monday.
Now, from the Garrity Walmart, it's Miller's Mission on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are. Coming up next, we'll hear from our great friend, the fidgety Reverend Bill Roscoe. He's fired up. Want to thank Airstream. Do want to thank Team Mazda Subaru. And, of course, our great friends at the Boise Rescue Mission, Megan, who was out here at 5 in the morning. Reverend Bill, who kind of has shown up, but we appreciate his brilliance and intelligence and, of course, his great service to our nation. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Getting back to the Bo Bergdahl situation, the national media and everyone else. And you heard Marla moments ago sounding off on it. And that's why we're here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I'm amazed by people just running with this from the Michael Hastings story from the New York Post. My friend Dave Mack, a talk show host in Alabama. Of course, I remember when Dave Mack was a country DJ and always wondered, Kevin, how do I be you? Well, apparently Dave knows what he's talking about now, because he went on and said Bo Bergdahl was not a POW. He went AWOL. Before he deserted his unit, he sent home uniforms and books and other personal stuff. This tweet is from his father, Bob. The tweet was taken down quickly, but gives insight into the family thoughts. Abaki, I'm still working to free all Guantanamo prisoners. God will repay for the death of every Afghan child, Emin, or something like that. Look, there are a lot of things going on concerning Bo Bergdahl at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Here's the other one. Bergdahl, I am ashamed to be an American. Quote, the title of a U.S. soldier is just a lie of fools. The horror that is America is disgusting. You have deserters saying that soldiers have died searching for a deserter. You have National Security Advisor Susan Rice saying Bergdahl served with honor and distinction. Now it goes even further into the story. I'm just reading the headlines here over something that we've covered for quite a long time. Did the president break the law? You heard Marla saying at 580-5436 that he should be impeached. We have five of the most dangerous Taliban commanders in American custody exchanged for one captive. These suspects were labeled high risk, and perhaps this is the first of emptying Guantanamo Bay. Here's another one. Taliban hails great victory. And at 580-5436, this is the story that a lot of folks are going off of, the London Telegraph / New York Post / one source of material by a person who is no longer with us, Michael Hastings. And here you go. Bo Bergdahl, a darker story behind the release of America's last prisoner of war. Now, my own personal insight as the national media combs Haley, Idaho, and is at the state capitol, and, you know, my own reason for doing this freedom walk we did for 3 years ago, was to raise awareness that we had somebody who was taken prisoner, somebody who was an American. Do we leave someone behind, whether we agree with them politically or not? 580-5436. And what we're saying here is allegedly, do you give the Bergdahls the benefit of the doubt? Certainly, when you hear his mom say this, you have to pause and think, That, and we'll get to his mom saying this in a minute here at 580KIDO. Remember, Miller's mission at the Garrity Walmart. You can hear people behind us shopping and such. We'd love for you to stop by and donate to the Valley Women and Children's Shelter.
We will continue to stay strong for Bo while he recovers.
Staying strong for Bo while he recovers. John McCain's not a fan of this.
These are the highest high-risk people. And others that we have released have gone back into the fight. That's been documented. So, and it's disturbing to me that the Taliban are the ones that named the people to be released.
Right. And as we know, this is not a new story. John McCain, in the same damning Michael Hastings piece, actually detailed John McCain's opposition to this many years ago. Detailed it substantially many years ago. More reaction concerning the release of Bo Bergdahl.
When you negotiate with the terrorists, you will find that the terrorists will try to capture other U.S. soldiers and get 5-for-1 based on this precedent.
Okay, the precedent has been set. Here's the skinny. As I said before, and as you know, you're going, gosh, is this the rehash of the Kevin Miller talking points? We negotiate with terrorists all the time. The Israelis negotiate with terrorists all the time. I think what's damning here is the emails that are being released and have been released. And it comes down to this. When do you write somebody off? Now, Mr. Bergdahl, who we know, who we've shot videos with, who we've talked to, is a unique individual that learned the culture, that has learned the religion of that region, and has used that to yap to discuss his son's treatment. And he did that very well, so much so that he's become first name basis with a lot of these folks. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We'll have Bob Bergdahl's comments for you right now.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Zayabayim. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same. Khalifa Al-Thani.
What do you say to the folks that aren't coming home? 580-5436. Kevin Miller, let's get you to work safely and on time.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. I love your show, by the way.
Hi there, Kevin. Great show today.
Now, from the Garrity Walmart, it's Miller's Mission on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Miller's Mission continues as we are just getting started. We're joined by the Reverend Bill Roscoe. More coming up on Bo Bergdahl, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll take your thoughts. We'll talk to Stephen Yates coming up next hour. Reverend Bill joining us. You know, Reverend Bill, we take a look at just the year that goes on and on and on. And what are your toughest times?
The toughest times, Miller, are right now. And that's why we appreciate so much you coming out here and making this effort to get awareness up that the rescue mission never closes. Some of us get to take vacations from time to time at the mission, but the homeless people are there every day, the women, children, and men that have great need, and our staff is there every day. And the fact of the matter is, like you said earlier, people think about us when it's snowing and cold, and you and I have been out in lots of snowy, cold mornings trying to raise support. But right now, 84 degrees today or whatever it's going to be, according to Larry, we need the help today just as much as we do in December. So it's really great for you to do this. We really, really appreciate you and Mazda, Team Mazda Subaru, the Airstream people, and Walmart for putting this all together, raise awareness, and gain some support.
Well, I was talking about this with Megan earlier here at 580KIDO, and I think this is something that, as I said before, if I'm around, and I always say that because I'm a realist in this business, that this is something that we could do year after year, and perhaps we can build upon it with some of the other folks that understand. And the Press Tribune has really grasped it, because you hear about the multitude of fundraisers in the winter and during the holidays, but not so much now. Now, you have, again, you guys are always working, but as far as an organized, dedicated, prolonged campaign, we don't have a lot of that this time of year.
No, and, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to our Chief Operating Officer, Gene Lockhart, who has really made the emphasis on summertime fundraising, made the awareness on that emphasis throughout the community with the greatest summer ever. I think she started that program with us about 3 years ago, and it has paid off. You know, people are more aware in the summertime now than they used to be, or at least they're thinking more about us now than they used to, but you're right. We really do need to push the effort all through these summer months. It's the leanest time, and you can ask any nonprofit in the country between the springtime, early springtime, and September, October, income takes a big dive. And it's natural. I mean, people are out on vacation. Kids are home from school.
I don't know anything about it.
No, you don't, of course. Yeah. And I didn't used to till I came to the beautiful Treasure Valley. Now I do get some time off from time to time. But
well, thanks for that total disclosure.
I'll miss you. I'll miss you while I'm on vacation, Miller.
Well, let's get back to – and here's the thing. Focus. We go on vacation, or you go on vacation listening at 580KIDO, think of your kids. Think of your spouses. Think of what happens if you would lose your home. Think of what happens if it's your sister, your mother, your daughter, who all of a sudden is in a uncomfortable – bad relationship. She has to get out. Maybe she lives across the country. Maybe she doesn't have anybody. That's where the Valley Women and Children's Shelter comes in. That's where the Lighthouse comes in. That's where the Boise Rescue Mission comes in to give you shelter. We live in such a world that we're so ghetto fabulous that we're, you know, we have our cars, we have this, that, and the other. And then, Reverend Bill, the economic uncertainty of when we lose a job. And then the trouble happens.
Well, that's the truth. And as our good friend Sheriff Karen Donahue has mentioned many, many times, the problem of domestic violence in our community is a big, big problem. And that's why we see a lot of women and kids in the summertime at the shelters, because the mom will wait until the school gets out before she grabs the kids and makes a move away from a bad guy or a dangerous situation. And we see the numbers go way up in the summer for women and children in shelter. And a lot of it has to do with domestic violence and just unhealthy and unsafe places for people to stay. So we're really grateful that we have a wonderful shelter facility here in the West Valley now at the Valley Women and Children Shelter. And we really need people to step up and continue to support it so that we can keep serving people at the rate that we need to.
What do you think of people that say, well, they're just bums?
Well, they're not. Well,
when we're talking about the men.
Yeah, I don't like that term at all. You know, the fact of the matter is there are hopeless people and there are desperate people and there are needy people. Very few of the people staying at the shelter today are there because they're just plain lazy, good for nothing kind of folks. You know, there's always going to be an element that would just soon not work and get a hand out. But as you know, our policies discourage that kind of conduct and behavior.
And that's where your donations are needed at the Walmarts throughout the Treasure Valley, and particularly here at Garrity and Franklin, where I'll be living till Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Time for traffic at 580. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to National Intelligence Defense Expert Stephen Yates on what's next for Afghanistan, the Bergdahls, and American security.